This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
It's time for English Makeover from BBC World Service. In this series, learners of English from around the world tell us their language problems. And there's advice for them and you from experienced teacher of English, Karen Adams.
Hi, I'm Karen Adams and I'm an English language teacher and teacher trainer. The English Makeover learners will be telling me about their problems and, well, I'll see what I can do to help.
Today's English Makeover begins in Wallingham School in Surrey, just south of London. Presenter Vicky Sullivan went there to meet Adela Taleb, who comes from Germany. Vicky sat in on a German lesson in which Adela was assisting the teacher.
Guten Tag.
Hi, my name is Adela. I'm from Munich in Germany. I'm 17 years old, but at the moment I'm living here in England, where I help out like two or three times a week in a German class, and I help the students when they do exercises with speaking or pronunciation. But I came here to England to improve my English because I wasn't such a good student.
In fact, back home in Germany, Adela's a student herself. With school exams looming, she came to a British school for a while to improve her English language skills.
In fact, I go in Wallingham to school and I have got normal lessons like all the other English students. I have maths, art and design and things like this, but I also do school service.
And how long have you been learning English?
I've started learning English when I was 11, so now I have been learning English for 6 years.
How hard do you find it, kind of going to an English school? You know, how hard is it to keep up with your English, to understand what people are saying and so on?
So in the beginning it was really hard to concentrate all the time and also to understand the lessons, the teachers, the different accents of the teachers when they have got a Scottish accent or something like this. It was really not so easy at the beginning, yeah.
So what do you think about your level of English? Do you find that people usually understand you or do you have a lot of problems with comprehension?
It depends on the situation because sometimes, like when I go into a shop and will buy something, if it's normal stuff, it's okay. But if there is a situation I'm not used to, like if someone is asking me a question in the shop, like, would you like this or this? Sometimes I'm a bit nervous and then I don't know what to say.
Okay, so are there any particular problems that you have when you're using your English?
I think the main problem, or one of the problems I'm confronted with the most often, is like when I'm talking, it's not so fluent. I have the impression like I stop and start again and I have to think about the words and it doesn't sound really good. It doesn't sound fluent. So, yeah.
Okay, and is there anything else that you have problems with?
Sometimes I don't know which word goes together with which word, so I don't know, like, I can't think of an example, but I don't know, yeah.
So you have problems knowing which words go together, which ones to match with each other, which sound right and natural in English,
yeah?
Okay, and what about kind of grammar things? Do you have any problems with specific grammar points?
Yeah. Definitely, I have a problem with the past tense, and I don't know, like when you have got a phrase or when you're telling someone something, then I can't change the times and I don't do it in the right way, and afterwards the person doesn't understand what I want to say, so it's a bit all around, it's not so good.
Schönen Abend.
Over the years, teacher and teacher trainer Karen Adams has helped thousands of learners improve their English, and she was on hand to offer advice.
So, Karen, having heard what Adela said her particular problems were, what kind of advice would you give her?
Well, Adela's spoken about three main problems. The first problem is fluency in speaking. And that's a problem that lots and lots of learners have. They know the grammar, but when they actually try to speak, they feel that they're stopping and starting.
Yeah.
I think the first thing to remember is that native speakers do the same thing.
Yeah.
That there is no problem with stopping and starting. One of the issues that learners face, however, is that often they leave a silence. So when they stop, they don't feel that silence. If you're speaking in your own language, you normally feel it with a noise.
Yeah.
So, for example, in English, we often say, or oh. So this sound, you often see it written as E-R-R-M. And it's just a noise to fill the space, to allow you to think of what you want to say next. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need a bit more time than So you can use phrases like, oh, what was that? Or, oh, hang on a minute. So that you can actually buy time to think of what you're going to say next. Mm-hmm. So thinking of small phrases you can use to fill in. Don't worry if you have to stop and think. Just think, how am I going to say that next? You can, of course, if someone asks you a question, repeat the question. So if someone says, what's the time? You can go, the time? Oh, it's 6:20. And repeating the question gives you time to think about what you want to say. Mm-hmm. Now, Adela's second problem is knowing which words go together. And putting words together that sound natural is known as collocation. Words co-locate. They go together. And this is one of the big problems for people in English because there seems to be no rules. It's just habit.
Yeah.
So, for example, we say fish and chips. We don't say chips and fish. There's no real grammatical rule for that. It's just habit. One of the things that you can do to help you with collocation is to read more, to notice which words seem to be going together more often. So actually, once you've read an article from a newspaper, for example, sit down and think, let me find all of the nouns. Which prepositions come after those nouns?
Mm-hmm.
Or which adjectives come before those nouns? So you're actually looking actively for these collocating words or phrases so that they become second nature to you.
So if you read more, you're picking up the kind of things that often go together and learning those words as pairs of words, really.
Absolutely. You're learning them as chunks of language, as words that fit together as a unit, rather than having to build everything from individual words. And this is something that's very, very important. If you learn units of words, you can actually build bigger sentences rather than working with individual words. Now, Adela's third problem is to do with tenses. And this is such an issue for lots of learners, particularly when do I use the past tense and when do I use the present perfect tense? So when do I say, oh, I did that yesterday? And when do I say, oh, I've done it? One of the difficulties that learners have with English is realising that we don't have a single past tense. And really, our choice of tense depends on how we think about the action. Not when the action happened, but how we think about it. So, for example, if we think it's relevant to us now, we'll often use the present perfect tense. So, I've done that just now. Whereas if we're talking about something which we definitely view as in the past, we're much more likely to use a past tense. However, really, I feel that Adela doesn't really need to worry too much because quite often we can use adverbs to show exactly what we mean. So, for example, if we say, I've done that this morning tells us all we need to know.
So, although Adela can learn the rules of when to use which tense, it's also useful to just use adverbs to make her meaning clear and not to worry too much about which tense she's using. As long as she's understood, it doesn't matter too much.
Absolutely. It's all about finding strategies that helps the listener to understand your message. And if it's not correct, it's not a big problem.
Advice there from teacher Karen Adams. Try out that advice and see if it works for you. And what about Adela? Well, Vicky called her to find out what she thought of Karen's advice.
I think they were really useful, and I tried to practice them as well as possible. I tried to do what he told me to improve my problems and to correct them. And yeah, I think it was a good advice.
And that almost brings us to the end of today's English Makeover. Here's a quick summary of Karen's advice. If fluency is your problem, pay attention to the small sounds and phrases that English speakers use to fill the gaps. Sounds and phrases like, well, hang on a minute. Or buy time by simply repeating what someone has said. What's the time? What's the time? It's, let me see, 6 o'clock. Maybe you never seem to know which words go with which. Why do we say fish and chips or make a mistake? Collect collocations when you read. Notice common word combinations and keep a record of these. Learn them as whole chunks rather than individual words. Or perhaps describing the past is your problem. When do you say I've heard or I heard? Start with your thoughts about the action you're describing. If it's relevant to you now, you often need to use the present perfect. For example, I've just heard Karen's advice. You just heard the advice very recently and you are still thinking or talking about it now. But if you definitely think the action is over, use a past tense. For example, I heard this program last week. Last week is finished, so there is no connection to the present. And if that's all too much, get round the problem by using time markers. Yesterday, just now, last week. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks to Adela Taleb for sharing her English problems and Karen Adams for her help. Join us next time for more advice on your English.